Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Friday, October 12th, 2018. Producer Dan is going to give us his weekly wrap-up. Of course, we talked a lot about Salt's wedding, and we had New Kids on the Block on the show. Also, producer Dan stole the seating chart for Salt's wedding for the reception. That's kind of interesting. I am way too excited about the coffee machine that we have at work now. And Annie played a prank on her mom. She stole her tucky. I have some really funny audio that I want to play for you. So Annie came in to us. Annie lives at home with her mom and her dad and her sister. And Annie said she found $600 in a dresser in her bedroom. Is this a new dresser that you got from your parents?
Yeah, so my mom and I have been trying to kind of redo my room. So I was switching out tables for a TV stand.
Taking away the Holly Hobby stuff and like the Pokemon stuff.
There's so much furniture in my house because it's the house my mom grew up in. So it's just, it's a lot of stuff from generations. But so I was trying to clean it out and I opened the drawer and there was an envelope of cash and I was like, oh my God.
$600 in like the old bank school envelope. Bank
yes.
envelope. So I suggested to Annie that she should take the iPhone Xbox that I have, because I got a new phone last year, take it home and tell her mom that she's a big girl now. And she went and bought this wonderful, glorious phone and she paid cash for it. Not like me who's making payments, but you were just going to pay flat out cash for
me.
It. And then reveal to her that it was the money that you know belongs to her.
So guess what I did today?
Oh, I can only imagine.
Just guess.
Ooh, you got a credit card.
I made my first big girl purchase without you. I brought a brand new iPhone.
All on your own,
the fancy one.
You did you?
It was a lot of money, though.
Yeah.
But I paid cash.
You did.
Yeah, so, you know the table that we moved?
Yes.
There was a bunch of cash in there.
Oh, no, you're lying.
I swear to God.
No, that's my cash.
That's what I took.
Oh, you did naughty, Anna.
The
Those
envelope.
Are my savers. Annie, how do you think
God.
We're going to get it to David's wedding and stuff? I have, that's my tuckies. It's a tucky.
I thought it was for me.
Oh, my God, it was not for you. Oh, my God.
What do you mean? Why?
I save them every once in a while. I put them.
I thought you left it for me.
I did not. I forgot to look in the drawer before I moved it.
Tuckies, Kennedy.
I've never heard of this term.
Had
you, Annie, or is this just something she
yes,
made up?
My mom has always done this. So she'll say she makes a little bit extra cash, whatever. She'll put it away so when we go on vacation or something, there's always just extra cash.
That's my tuckies.
It's a tucky. Now you guys can take it and use it.
That's my tuckies.
All right, so Annie had to let her off the hook and let her know that she was only kidding, that she didn't spend her $600 on a brand new bougie iPhone.
I'm just kidding ya.
Oh.
Why do you have all that money?
Because
who are you hustling?
I save it so that we can go and do things. I got a good little.
You have a lot of money.
My little envelope.
I found it, and I had a moral dilemma. I really almost took it and ran away to Japan.
Oh my gosh, Japan!
I don't know why not.
Yeah, well, I see a couple of hundred.
So can I have one?
You can have one of the envelopes.
Woo! I made out good on this deal
because you were honest. Actually, I would have known. All of a sudden, I would have went.
That's
where
weird.
Are my tuckies?
Oh, she really gave me one.
Where are my tuckies?
That's so, my tuckies.
Did you then go around the entire house looking for more money?
Looking for more tuckies?
There was more in that drawer.
What?
I would be all over that house.
How much was in there?
There was a lot.
Oh, my
gosh.
A lot of money. Wow. How much did she give you? She give you a C-note? She gave you $100?
She might have.
Ooh.
That's my tuckies.
She's got the Hollywood hookup 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
I think we all had an idea of what we're going to get when Kanye West visited the White House yesterday. I think we all had a basic idea.
I didn't realize they were going to cover it live, though. That caught me by surprise.
Either.
I thought they were just going to meet and we were going to hear about it afterwards. And then you turn on CNN and it's a live thing right there.
It was smart. President Trump is a savvy, savvy, savvy businessman. And that's about it. So he talked for 10 minutes. And I mean, there were points that President Trump was looking at him like, I don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
He talked about wanting to get rid of the 13th Amendment. He said that he was misdiagnosed with bipolar disorder, that it was just a sleep disorder. He talked about illegal guns. He talked about jobs making Trump factories and innovation centers named after Kanye West, and strong male role models. He also said that wearing the MAGA hat makes him feel like Superman.
You know, I love Hillary. I love everyone, right? But the campaign I'm with her just didn't make me feel as a guy that didn't get to see my dad all the time, like a guy that could play catch with his son. It was something about when I put this hat on, it made me feel like Superman. And you made a Superman cape for me also as a guy that looks up to you, looks up to Ralph Lauren, looks up to American industry guys.
It's just really sad.
There was one thing that he said that I did agree with him on, and he was talking about his shoe brand, the Yeezy, and mm-hmm. how they were making it in another country, and he wanted to make it here in the United States.
And he should.
And he did, and he ended up forcing, I forget whatever brand, to open up factories in Chicago to make his shoes because he wanted to put jobs back. Like that part, I was like, wow, he stood up for something he believed in and he got it done. But there was a lot of stuff in there. I was just like, oh boy, somebody should maybe grab his hand and say, hey, come over here.
Come over
or
here,
maybe they should have had a conversation first of what it's going to be like and then mm-hmm. do the press conference. But you know what? Mm-hmm. It's the Wild West out there. Bradley Cooper, speaking of A Star Is Born.
Yes.
Riding high with his acting and directing, but according to multiple sources, there's trouble in paradise with he and his girlfriend, Irina Shayk. They were recently spotted looking less than thrilled to be together. they're saying that they're miserable, and they have been for months. They have two different lifestyles. He doesn't drink. He's really into spirituality. She still wants to go out and party. Tale as old as time. She went to Ibiza by herself for a party, and he didn't go. I mean, it could have just been a bad day. We all have them. Yeah. You know,
he's
what
really
I mean?
Busy. Maybe they're not seeing each other as much. They have a kid together, though.
Leah, yes, I gotta tell you. After watching the movie, I was like, I was standing for them to be together.
I'm still waiting for Taylor Kinney and Gaga to get back together. I am praying for
them. And hey, Annie, it looks like Post Malone might be coming to the streets of Boston.
Are you kidding me?
Nope. Mark Wahlberg is shooting Wonderland here right now. A lot of stuff in Southie. I don't know if you've seen it.
A lot of Southie woman.
You saw that woman saying, I got a picture taken with Mark.
They put a ticket on my car.
It's going to be a Netflix film, and rapper Post Malone will be among the latest additions who will be sharing the screen.
My heart's beating so fast.
What would you do with him? Would you give him a shower first or a bath?
No, I just like want to sit and have a conversation with him. Like, I feel like we would be best friends. I'd take him to like L Street Tavern. We'd have a couple beers and be besties.
He's a nice guy. He really is a
nice guy. I'll put some dry shampoo in his hair. I don't mind.
All right, I'm so here for it, Annie. So you're going to have to go to Southie or Dorchester where they've been shooting and just make it happen, okay?
My heart rate's at an 85. I literally am freaking out.
Okay, so we're getting ready to get to Dan's weekly wrap-up. We had a lot going on the show this week. New Kids on the Block were on the show this week to talk about the mixtape tour that is coming. And then a lot of talk about Salt's wedding. Obviously, he's already gone. He's already up in Maine. We're all heading off. The ceremony's tomorrow. Dan, are you going to make it? I know you're sick.
Oh, I'm going to be there with bells on.
Okay, I know you're all NyQuil'd up right now.
Yeah, fireball in my tube socks. I'll be there.
Okay.
And now, the weekly wrap-up with producer Dan. Everything you missed from the week by the premier MC in Boston, spitting fire, holding mad stacks, and keeping it real from the front to the back.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Producer Dan, a.k.a. Thugs Bunny,
uh-huh.
a.k.a. Wheezy F Baby, but that's not a Lil Wayne reference. I'm actually wheezing this week. a.k.a. the voice of the streets, Kennedy Bop Bop
Bop Bop.
DJ, drop that wrap up. It's Dan, come on and sit with me. This week, bars ain't the only thing sick with me. And since I don't mess with the Percocet, this NyQuil buzz close to lean as I'm gonna get. Wrote this medicated to high heaven. This my Michael Jordan flu game in 9-7. Ooh, 20-year-old sports references. That's probably not in my boss Sal's preferences for me to rap about. So you turn and back it out. Let me get to something that y'all give a crap about. Five local dudes hit the show and drop knowledge. New kids are back in town, so pay homage. Ain't forget where they came from, that's true again. Cause they started chanting Bean Town in unison. And a Yankee suck chant that was up next said everybody in the Bronx looking suspect. Now I ain't no boy band historian, but the new kid's about to start up that DeLorean. Rap valedictorian, the 80s is on tour again. Salt and Pepper, Debbie Gibson, you want more of them? Tiffany in the house, but you don't hear me though. Naughty by nature coming too, so you can feel me flow. It's the mixtape tour, yeah, here we go. But get this, Hanging Tough was 30 years ago.
Hey,
y'all old, that don't mean you still can't cut up.
Hey,
ladies, get your scrunchies back out and tear the club up. Hey, Saw, what up? Right now, you a busy dude, but we the party train to Maine, and we coming through. High-fiving aunts and uncles, don't know who they are. We're just here to crush the liquor at the open bar. That dance floor to me, like a siren's call. But I hurt myself last week dancing the fireball. I'm an anomaly, high-stepping and probably packed a knee brace in my bag. There ain't no stopping me. Sometimes there ought to be, but that ain't gonna be Saturday. Salt wants it all to be over. His life's in disarray. Caterers, rehearsal dinners, crazy family. I can't believe people pay for this insanity. Her wedding party's dressed up in fancy black tie. Salt sister's in the wedding with two black eyes. For a drama-free wedding, he had to stop. Hope a cast iron skillet came flying off the top rope. He's been huffing and puffing, exhaling deep sighs. That's all gonna change when you see your bride. Look in her eyes, see forever in a day. And watch all that stress and fear wash away. At least for one day. After that, you'll probably be back to normal. I mean, it's just a wedding. It's not a magical elixir. And we do call you Salt for a reason. See you in Maine, bitches!
Yeah!
There it is. Dan's Weekly Wrap-Up. We do it every Friday at about 8:15.
Even on NyQuil, you're stellar, my friend.
I have asked producer Dan to join us in studio because he has procured the seating chart for Salt and Sarah's wedding tomorrow night.
Yes.
Yeah, I got a guy.
And I'm a little bit interested in who is sitting with whom. And I noticed we are not sitting together.
And I knew that was going to happen.
And I thought we, because, you know, it's a lot of people that we don't know, because he's got family coming up from North Carolina.
It's
she
the
has
whole
family.
Idea of a wedding.
Right. So I just thought maybe to make it more comfortable, we would all sit together because we would know one another.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks to me as if all of you single people are sitting at a table together.
Did you not? You didn't have seating at your wedding, at the reception.
Of course we did.
You did?
Oh, wait.
No, not at the reception.
Oh, no. We just had a big building, and you guys kind of sat wherever you wanted. Yeah, you're
See,
right.
See, this is typical.
Yeah.
Because for the most part, tables are in even numbers.
Okay.
Couples typically come to weddings.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then when you've got the stragglers who have no plus ones in their lives, like me and Danny and Annie, they stick you at a table because then they can stick all the single people together and hopefully make an even table.
So do you not get a plus one, Dan?
I did not. We're the Island of Misfit Toys table,
totally,
more or less.
And
I didn't know you could do that. Like, everybody we invited, we just assumed it was a plus. We gave a plus one to everybody.
Because, no,
I didn't
remember,
even get the option, no.
Remember, they were B-list.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys were
second?
Oh,
we're
second
string. Absolutely.
Okay. I didn't know that, and now that hurts my feelings.
Don't let it. No.
So you guys are all at one table, and Lana and I are at a different table with some other people that we don't know. So I'm kind of...
Don't you know them?
There's like one... I think maybe...
You know her.
There's one... I
would you like to see the whole list, Carson?
I don't think you should be sharing that. It bothers
Where's
me a little bit.
Where's our boss
you...
sitting? Is he sitting far away from us or close to us? Because that's important.
I would like him as far away as possible.
That's what
I'm trying to turn up at this thing. Kennedy.
Another thing I'll tell you is usually the singles table is by the kitchen door, so we'll probably have the worst table.
What table number do you have?
We have table number 4.
Okay.
Ooh. What table is Carson at?
Carson is at table 1.
Where's Sal at?
Sal is in between us at table 3.
Oof.
Yikes.
So maybe Sal put him there and keep an eye on everybody.
So does table 1, do you think that is closest to where they are sitting, or is that farthest away?
I feel like you're closest.
Yeah.
You feel like we're.
I feel like it goes number 1, and then further back. Back to
like
the
maybe
door.
We can be trusted because we're close by, and you want the people that are just going to be letting loose farther away. I don't know how
Which
they figured that out.
Wild. Why wouldn't they trust us?
Listen, I would put good money that we're going to have the most fun table at this wedding.
Oh, definitely,
Dan.
We're going to be rowdy.
I think the after party has to be at our Airbnb too.
That's
yes.
obviously.
Yeah. So Kennedy, Annie, Dan, and then
our fourth friend Darren. Yeah.
Who I. Have you met Darren
No.
yet? Have you met Darren
Couldn't
yet?
Pick him out of a lineup.
So you guys are Airbnb-ing with some dude you've never
and
met
I've
before.
And I've known Darren for years, and he sold Salt his house. So he's a good person and can be trusted.
Is this like you and Darren are going together?
No.
Thing? Okay. So
no, we're just friends.
It's just 4 single people
yep.
yes.
in the same Airbnb.
We're all at the singles table.
So. And the funnier part is that, so Darren and Dan get their own rooms, and Annie and I have bunk beds.
Woo!
You'll it's have like, so, hey, much room for activities.
So much room for activities.
It's like that garbage Anna Kendrick movie. Somebody just texted a table 19 when it's all the single and it's the singles and just what happens.
But that's what you do. That happens at weddings.
Oh,
that
I am
we're
so
have
here
a
for it. You don't even know.
You're not going to be doing anything, Dan. You have like a blown knee from trying to party to Pitbull's.
No, we're getting him a jab.
First off, I wasn't trying to party. I was doing very well.
Do you have a knee brace?
You bringing a knee brace to the wedding?
I am.
He wants to dance.
Oh, he doesn't want to hurt his knee.
Yes, Daniel.
You better bring two. I don't want you to hurt the other knee.
Okay, Mr.
Hey,
I
Captain, I hurt myself doing nothing last
Thank
week.
You.
Relax.
What did you say, dude?
Hey, Captain, I hurt myself doing nothing last week. Relax.
Really? Let's not go there, man.
Yeah, but I'm 50. I'm not.
You don't dance as hard as Dan. Can't help that.
Nobody dances as hard as
Very few people dance as hard as me.
Somebody just texted and said table 19 and laughing. I don't know what that reference
That's
is.
That's that Anna Kendrick movie, yeah.
Oh, I see.
That's the Band of Misfits.
Carson, don't put your stress on an event that's not for you. I'm not putting
It's all he ever does, people.
Yeah, I'm just asking questions.
He didn't put his eyes right on the seating chart when he saw
it. The family that you're sitting with is fun and hilarious. You'll have a blast.
I'm super excited. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a fantastic sign. Kennedy,
It's going to be scary. I'm excited.
I'm so excited.
Maine will never be the same.
I'm just going to tell you up front before I bring this up that Kennedy and I completely differ on this conversation. And we've had this conversation for a decade. And I am on one side of the fence and Kennedy is on the other. Kennedy is of the belief that you should just be happy to have a job and shut your mouth and be a blade of grass in the wind.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
I am on the other side
Especially
of the fence.
Especially the more corporate we become.
Yes. And I am on the other side of the fence is that we are valuable employees. And what makes a company successful is the people that are doing the job every day. God. We are the troops on the ground every day.
They do that. They're appreciative of us, Carson.
And I have felt like we have been neglected in the realm of coffee over the past decade. Okay? We have had a crappy coffee machine.
You are a grown man with a good job. You can stop and get coffee. Annie Dow does it every morning here.
There are no coffee places open between where I leave my house and this radio station. I have to drive past the radio station. Also, a lot of great companies out there provide for their employees. I went to a place in the Seaport. I did an event. They had a full bar.
Yeah.
They had a chef when the business was open to cook for them breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
They couldn't put a bar here. It would be disastrous. We work in radio. We're idiots and can't be trusted.
See, and I disagree. I think if you treat people like adults, they act like adults. And if
we are being treated like adults. Coffee is for babies who need to be helped because they can't get to the cumbies on their own.
See what I'm saying? We're on opposite sides of the fence on this. However, today.
It's Christmas Day, Carson.
Seriously.
So I've never seen someone so excited in my entire life.
I think we were more excited to watch him go be excited.
Absolutely.
When he saw this stupid coffee machine.
If you want to see what happened, I've posted the story in my Instagram. It's at Carson with a K. Just me walking into the kitchen this morning here at the radio station. There is a glorious new machine in there.
It's beautiful.
And I've already gotten messages back from people that listen to the show. Some people have this machine at their office.
I have it in my apartment building.
You're kidding me.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
See, I pay them a ridiculous amount of money, so they provide for me. They don't pay me, you see. As much money as I pay to live in that 600 square feet, they better have a coffee maker, damn it.
Somebody said, don't I stop at Cumbie's for the dollar coffee. I would. We don't have one around us anywhere. I love Cumbie's, and I've heard they've just opened a new one near the radio station.
Well, then there you have it, Carson. So why don't you move your butt over there?
But this new machine they have installed here at the radio station, it is glorious. It is electronic. It is huge. And it not only does coffee, it does all of these other things. It'll do Cafe Americano. It'll do espresso. I don't even know some of the stuff.
Hot chocolate.
It grinds the beans every time.
They're fresh. They're not those pods that have been in there for a year. Do you know we've been drinking pods that have
2006 expiration dates?
Coffee doesn't expire.
Oh, my gosh.
It might.
Oh, those things are terrible. Not only that, it has two different brands of brand coffee, and you can mix and match your coffee brands. You can mix so Starbucks funny. With Dunks.
I'm so bored.
In the same cup of coffee. This is the greatest.
When they were installing it yesterday, it was after you left, and I was like, I can't wait to see his face tomorrow. So I don't have to listen to him complain ever
already,
again.
Right?
Oh, my God. I spent 20 minutes in the kitchen this morning playing with all of the buttons, trying to figure it out. I know you said your sister worked for a company where they would bring in a food truck once a week.
They had food all the time, open bar, everything.
I just miss the vending machines. That's all. But I hear we're getting new ones, so.
No, they're putting in, I hear they're putting a breakfast thing
imagine
in.
Imagine having
I would
like
to ask you where you think that's going.
It's going downstairs in the other kitchen.
It's not big enough for
nobody to cook in a cafe.
Like a little salad
they're
bar.
They're putting in a cafe in this building, Kennedy.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. It probably...
they love us.
It won't be open when we're here.
They love us now.
I just want a mac and cheese out the vending machine. That's all I want.
Ramen noodles at 8 a.m.
Little ramen noodles at 8 a.m.? You're damn skippy.
Thank you, Mix 1041. Thank you to the bosses of Mix 1041. I am so appreciative of you guys. You love us.
She's got the Hollywood hookup 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
All right, kids. Looks like the Biebs is taking this news of Selena Gomez seeking treatment a little hard. Paparazzi caught Justin looking unsteady and despondent as he emerged from Wednesday night service at the Hillsong Church he goes to every Wednesday. He usually goes with Haley Baldwin, his wife, but this time he went solo. As he was leaving, he looked very messy, although he looks messy all the time
these
days.
He's scaring me.
He was seen being hugged by a group of friends and leaning on his bodyguard as he got into his car following the service. I don't know that that's necessarily about Selena, or maybe they just had a really good church service and he's feeling
Right.
Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson had a summer, but now the basketball season is back. Will they be able to make it? Sources are saying she's considering taking a break from her baby daddy. I'm just going to say during basketball season, probably smart because he can't keep it to himself. She said, they say she's not ready to break up with him for good, but she doesn't know if she can deal with constantly worrying about what he is doing while he's on the road.
Who he is doing, I think, is what you meant to say.
I think she wants a family, and I don't hate that for her, but I just feel like...
Absolutely.
She's only going to break her heart into 8,000 pieces.
She loves love, and she wants it to work, and I appreciate that, but...
She was spotted in Cleveland, which means she's given him a chance, but... And former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick and comedian Dave Chappelle were among eight people being saluted by Harvard University for their contributions to black history and culture. The W.E.B. Du Bois Medal honored them yesterday afternoon. The weird part about this whole thing, they did a live stream, but as soon as his part came up, they had to cut out. Reporters weren't allowed to tape. Reporters weren't allowed to even write down what he said.
Why?
Because of his ongoing legal battles with the NFL.
The collusion case,
So
maybe he was going to speak about that and didn't want it to come back in court?
I have no idea. I think his lawyers just advised him to do that.
Yeah.
I saw a video of it.
Jaylen Brown from the Celtics was there. I guess they're friends because there was a picture that he posted.
But was the video him speaking?
No, the video was him being announced, coming out. And it was actually a pretty cool moment as he got announced and came out and just the reception that he got from the crowd and the hugs from all of the people as he was walking by each one of them.
Well, these are people who certainly support what he did. So
I wish I could tell you what he said.
But
I hope it comes out at some point.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm sure it was a very positive message. So,
don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down. You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no. Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, brought to you by our awesome friends at Cumberland Farms. Allie's from Marlboro. Good morning, Allie.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
Allie turns 29 on Sunday.
Ooh, get it, get it.
But unfortunately, we are not allowed, due to corporate regulations, to give a birthday shout-out. So,
what if it falls on a weekend?
No, it's all the same. It's all the same. So, okay. Unfortunately, you know, I know it's your birthday, and I would like to say happy birthday, Allie. But
or we're
going to
party like it's your birthday, but we can't.
Corporate policy does not allow me to do that. I also understand you're going to Maine.
What?
I am, yeah. I'm from Maine.
Everybody going to Maine.
We're all leaving for Maine for Salt's wedding. You want to join us?
Nice. I'd love to.
Okay. Yes. Annie, you got a plus one, right?
Sure.
Okay, good.
Just don't tell Salt.
No.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, Allie?
Sure. Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. Remember, if you tie her, that is still considered a loss for you. She has in fact stepped out of the studio now onto that soundproof booth. She has 2,361 wins. She has 207 losses. Dan is manning the booth, even though he has got all sorts of NyQuil in his body and can barely stand up.
He's still living his best life.
I know. Are you all right over there, buddy? I'm worried about you.
I'm great. Let's do this.
Okay. You're going to make the wedding?
I'm going to be the most fun at the wedding.
Mm-hmm. You best believe it.
Question number one. Taylor Swift says Lorde inspires many of her songs and her looks. What? What was Lorde's debut song, which hit number one?
Royals.
Question number two. Dakota Johnson of 50 Shades fame plays a criminal named Emily Summerspring in the new movie Bad Times at the El Royale. My wife and all her family went last night to see it. I haven't heard how it is, though. Which musician is Dakota currently dating?
The guy from Coldplay, Chris Martin.
Question number three. Actor turned huge Jesus guy, Kirk Cameron, turning 48 today. He played Mike Seaver on which sitcom, also starring Alan Thicke, that gave Leonardo DiCaprio his first big role?
I have no idea.
All right, question number four. Selena Gomez has been admitted to the hospital for a mental breakdown. What are the names of her two most recent exes, both of whom make wonderful music, according to Dan?
The Weeknd and Justin Bieber.
Question number five. In a recent interview, Priyanka Chopra gushed about her fiancé, Nick Jonas. She said, "I never realized that having a boyfriend and having a fiancé are completely different. You feel like family." Which ABC show did she star in until it got canceled earlier this year?
Oh, I have no idea.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right. What part of Maine are you from?
I'm from Saco.
Oh.
Love Saco. It's wonderful. I used to go camping up at Bailey's Campground all the time.
Oh, nice.
Which is right on the Saco River.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Wonderful. All right, so I have three. Is that right, Dan?
Three.
As Salt would say.
Thrice.
If he were here. Mm.
Yes, it's there's five of them, and she got three correct. Here we go. These are tough. Question number one. Taylor Swift says Lord inspires many of her songs and her looks. What was Lord's debut song, which hit number one?
Royals.
Title one, question number two. Dakota Johnson of the 50 Shades fame plays a criminal named Emily Summerspring in the new movie Bad Times at the El Royale. Which musician is Dakota currently dating?
Chris Martin.
Title two, question number three. Actor turned huge Jesus guy, Kirk Cameron, turning 48 today. He played Mike Seaver on which sitcom, also starring Alan Thicke, that gave Leonardo DiCaprio his first big role?
Growing pains.
Yeah, there were a lot of facts in there that can kind of throw you off. 3-2, question number four. Selena Gomez has been admitted to the hospital for an alleged mental breakdown, Kennedy. Mm. What are the names of her two most recent exes, both of whom make wonderful music, according to Dan?
The Biebs. And why can't I think? I don't know.
The Weeknd.
I can feel my face when I'm with you.
Did he write that about her? I thought he wrote it about something else entirely.
Maybe.
It doesn't matter. It's on the
what
radio.
Are you talking about, Kennedy?
I don't know, buddy. I don't know. It's been a minute. Go on.
3-2. Question number five. Oh, no. 3-3. Excuse me. In a recent interview, Priyanka Chopra gushed about her fiancé, Nick Jonas. She said, and I quote, "I never realized that having a boyfriend and having a fiancé are completely different. You feel like family." Which ABC show did she star in until it got canceled earlier this year?
Quantico.
That is correct. Nice job. 4-3, you get the win, Kennedy.
Okay.
Allie, you don't get the cash, but I do have a $100 Stop and Shop gift card. The newest savory magazine from Stop and Shop is in stores now. For October, Savory showcases fall flavors and hearty favorites like old-fashioned pot roast and baked streusel apples. Pick up your copy at Stop and Shop now, and you enjoy that gift card, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. I'd like to say to you to have a great birthday weekend, but I can't do that.
No can do.
And just text Annie later to get the address of Salt's wedding. Okay?
Got you, girl.
Oh, will do.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Allie from Marlboro, and I can't beat Kennedy. Mm.